SBS Radio.
Luca Durso tifel ta' 12-il sena li jippromettu fil-futbol unu għaboċ minn sfond Malti li qed jaspira li jkun ġurnalist waslu lura mir-Russja bħala l-ambaxxaturi tal-futbol for Friendship Young Ambassadors. Fuq it-telefon għandi l-issur Anthony Grima li huwa il-manager eżekuttiv tar-relazzjonijiet kummerċjali mal-Federazzjoni tal-Futbol fil-Viktorja li ser jgħidilna aktar dwar dan. Thanks for your time, Anthony. We've talked about the football for friendship before you left for Russia with Luca and Noah. How did that go?
Very well. It was a very good experience for both Noah and Luca. And first of all, Joe, thanks for having me on and following it up, because it was a really great experience for Noah in particular, obviously of Maltese heritage and his family. And they really made Australia proud. They really did. It was terrific to really see 211 countries all together united through football. It really does bring together all those countries, regardless of their circumstance globally. Whether, you know, there was a lot of countries there who didn't exactly politically speak to each other, but football united them, and it was a terrific experience for Noah, Luca, as 12-year-old. Kids, not just players, but kids to have cultural exchanges with kids their age across other nations as well, and get to hear their stories and everything else. There was a lot involved. There was camps and there was a tournament as part of it, but really it wasn't about the football. It was about friendship, and the program which they went for was called the Football for Friendship International Social Children's Program. And, you know, it was more about the friendship side of things, and football was really the vehicle to bring them together.
These kids, Luca and Noah, will bring the values that they've learned during this social program. How would they do that in Australia?
Well, in Australia, the delegation was organized by a non-profit organization called the Lengo Football Academy. And Emmanuel Sakai, who's the founder of that academy, brought the Australian delegation and also New Zealand and other Pacific nations together. And by selecting those players in each of those countries, those players are regarded as ambassadors. You know, their work doesn't stop in Russia. They continue the legacy or that work and spread the Football for Friendship values and what it stands for all across in their respective nation. So at the moment, even up until today, Noah and Luca are both still representing Football for Friendship, and have done some various visits and some school presentations as well. And I know they were very well received. So, you know, this is a life-changing experience for those two young kids, which they'll cherish forever. And I know from what I have seen from these two kids, they're very mature for their age. They've got a lot out of it, especially from the friendship and the values that they've learnt there in regards to peace and honour and equality and fairness and all those type of things that we really need in the world, regardless of what sport they're playing and what have you, to bring back, you know, to their everyday lives.
You mentioned some of these values. What are their values? These are values beyond sport, isn't it?
That's right. It really is around that social harmony, friendship, equality, fairness, health, peace, devotion, victory, traditions and honour. So there's a few values there, but, you know, it was really great to see how those values were instilled in the program. You saw them everywhere. They were, you couldn't miss them. They were advertised everywhere. The kids really lived and breathed them during the week. And it was great to see everyone showcase those values on and off the field in Moscow.
You, as part of the executive of Football Federation Victoria, promotes these values, obviously, not just simply playing the game of football, soccer, whatever it is.
Exactly. We're very fortunate that I represent an organization that the sport is football. It's a global sport, and every country, every continent in the world has football, and it brings everybody together, irrespective of their political differences. And you had to see the last World Cup, being there myself, to see Russia and Saudi Arabia in the stadium, 80,000 Russians. There was absolutely harmony everywhere in the streets. There was no, you couldn't see any fighting. Everyone was in, you know, bars, in cafes and on the streets, waving their flags, really proud to represent their country in Russia. And whether it was football for friendship, whether it was the World Cup, whether it's on the field in your local streets of Melbourne or Victoria, football really does bring everyone together, unites them, irrespective of their gender, you know, their nationality and their physical ability as well.
You were in Moscow with these young kids, obviously enjoying the competition and the game of football, but you were also on a mission with these kids.
My role was a journalist for the Australian delegation, so there was 211 journalists. I think there was more than that, but from Australia we had myself and a colleague in Ralph Barber from the Four Diegos, you might know him. Our job was to basically promote the Football for Friendship back home to Australia. It was the first time Australia was represented in this program, and particularly promoting Noah and Luca out there in the community to make sure that we could get into newspapers, to get onto radio like we're doing now, to really spread the message and Australia's participation and the great work that Football for Friendship are doing around the world. But in particular, we wanted to make sure that Australia was seen as not just a participant, but a leader in what we wanted to do. And Emmanuel with the Lengo Football Academy to also promote the values of Lengo and what they've been doing for society, for community here in Victoria, and raising money for underprivileged children and communities. So I'm really proud and personally delighted to have been involved in this such a great experience. And it's something that I'll live with, carry with me every day, and making sure that those values I can promote in my everyday life as well.
Did you happen to meet the Maltese delegation?
I did. It was we went to an international children's forum at the Moscow Aquarium. It was a fantastic event. And taking a photo, I saw the young player for Malta. His name is Kenny Lifsut. And the young journalist there is Nadia Ignaz. And they were beautiful kids. And I was very privileged to talk to them briefly about their experiences. And they were having a great time. Kenny actually played for the team named as the Dharma Gazelle. He played in a team that was made up of other countries like Jamaica and Kuwait and Mali and Madagascar, so, and Japan. And he was very privileged to have been there. And Nadia was quite a shy young lady. But, you know, from the experience, I know she will benefit greatly in bringing the values of Football Friendship back to Malta.
On the 12th of June, the Football for Friendship World Championship was held. Tell us about the teams.
It was. And if you recall, prior to going away, I said the teams were named after endangered species. It was a very clever concept. So all the players, so Luca in particular, the player from Australia, he was put into a team with other countries. Just like Kenny Mifsud was, but his team played in the World Championships for, I think it's for a whole day on the 12th of June. Prior to that, they were in a camp to prepare for this tournament. And the tournament was won by a team named Team Chimpanzee. The quality of the actual tournament, the players in all teams, was actually quite outstanding. It was great to see the level of abilities of the players across the globe. So this particular team Chimpanzee, had your Brazilians in there, really dominant players from the Dominican Republic, from Guinea-Bissau and Kenya, and from Wales as well. So they were a really great showcase, and they ended up winning the thing. But again, it wasn't really around the winner. It was really, the program was a celebration of everybody that was there. It was great to see, for example, the champions would deliver the runners-up medals, and the runners-up would award the champions with their medals. So it was all about fostering that friendship and that social cohesion amongst the nation.
Yeah. How were these teams formed?
The teams were formed via a draw. It was on YouTube, and I think it was on Russian TV prior to the event. So it was basically the balls were selected out of pots, and those countries were placed in those teams. There was 1,500 children part of this whole event, put into 32 teams.
And obviously one of the highlights was that the kids were invited to the opening game of the FIFA World Cup.
It was terrific, and not only did they get to watch, there was many of those children, the players were involved in even participating in the opening ceremony. They had Robbie Williams and the like, and they were waving, if you saw the opening ceremony, there was a lot of them waving the flags and everything else, and it was just capped off a really great experience for them.
Now there is an official Football for Friendship app.
Yeah, it does. And it was very clever. You know, social media is a big part of everyday lives, and especially amongst that age group with Instagram and everything else. And, you know, it was interesting to see, to talk to Noah's family and to talk to some of the delegates in respect to hearing that Noah and Luca from the other countries via social media. And this app in particular that the Football for Friendship came out with was used to really allow them to engage. It translated also a lot of the, you know, the hellos and the goodbyes, so they could learn how to speak, at least saying a few sentences in other languages. So it was a very clever app, and it was all about communication, which hopefully for Noah and Luca, there'll be lifelong friendships for them.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.